Lesson 19. Praying for Disciples. Praying Paul's Prayers for Believers. Paul's prayers for new believers tell what needs to happen to a new Christian. These prayers guide us in praying for young believers because we should pray the same things for them that Paul prayed. These prayers also guide our ministries because we should cooperate with what God is doing for them. Let's look at Paul's prayers for three different groups. The Thessalonians. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. The first letter to the Thessalonians gives a call to holiness. Every believer is called to live in victory and purity, and God promises that it is possible by faith. We should pray and teach with the goal of bringing every believer to victory and purity. The Philippians. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Philippians 1:9-11. These verses tell about an ongoing process in the believer's life. His love should be continually increasing. As that happens, his ability to discern what is best should increase. As he discerns, he adapts his life to focus on what is best. This must be happening in order for him to be pure, sincere, and without offense. The people that Paul wrote to in these verses had been believers for some time already. Yet Paul was praying that they would keep increasing in their love for God, and by that love, be able to understand God's will for them better. Here are some questions that a young believer should consider. What is an example of a change that I made in my life when God showed me that an attitude, habit, or action was not the best? Is there anything in my life that I have doubts about? Am I willing to let God show me in prayer any changes I should make? The Colossians. And so, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. Colossians 1:9-12. Paul prayed that they would receive knowledge of God's will in wisdom and spiritual understanding. A new convert does not yet understand all about the will of God for his lifestyle. He will gradually see that certain habits, words, and attitudes in his life should change. Since he loves God, he will more and more conform his life to God's will. The discipler should be praying and carefully teaching young believers to recognize God's will. The Apostle Paul said that they would, as a result of better understanding God's will, walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. They would become more appropriate representatives of God. Their lives would better match their profession of being transformed by grace. What the discipler must remember is that until this process has gone on for a while, some inconsistencies will show in the life of the young Christian. A part of walking worthy includes bearing fruit in every good work. We should not be surprised when a young Christian is not yet fruitful in every good work. He may not yet be as responsible and conscious of duty as he should be. The verses also tell us that we can be strengthened by God's glorious might so that we can endure and have patience with joy. A person who can keep Christian joy as he serves and endures has gained some spiritual maturity. Conclusions about Paul's prayers. The prayers of Paul for young believers tell us much about the work of discipleship. We should have the right goals for believers' development. We should be able to recognize progress. we should not be surprised to see inconsistencies, misunderstandings, and irresponsibility in a young believer. We should not expect that all Christian qualities will appear suddenly. We should notice that Paul was not most concerned about their ministry training or development of ministry skills. He was most concerned about the development of their faith and Christian character. We should not be satisfied with people who can do ministry jobs but lack Christian character. The teacher is important because of his example and because of the value of information. Learning is emphasized in two of the above prayers. Knowledge is involved in the spiritual process. The teacher has a great impact through his use of truth. We should pray Paul's prayers for the young Christians that we influence. We should cooperate with the Holy Spirit to help these processes occur in their lives. The following prayer is based on Paul's prayers for new believers. A prayer for a young Christian. Heavenly Father, I pray for, say the name of the young Christian you are praying for, that you would sanctify him completely. I pray that he would be holy in his actions, attitudes, and motives. Help his love for you to keep growing, so that he understands better and better what your perfect will for him is. Help him to discern what is best and always to choose it, so that his life will bear fruit for your glory. Help him to live daily as a Christian should, pleasing you in everything and learning more about your ways. Help him to draw strength from you so that he can live in victory and endure trials with joy. May he always be thankful for the grace you give. In Jesus' name I pray, Amen.